know you make these. What about a deep dish, a pie, sort of like a pie that's baked in a deep dish and has apples with a crust on top of it?
Oh, a deep apple pie.
Any other words that you'd use to describe
a cobbler?
What would you
real
call
good with ice cream.
Do you ever make any other kinds of cobbler?
Yes, peach cobbler, and blueberry cobblers. Most any kind of fruit, especially fresh peaches.
Do you always serve it with ice cream?
My family likes it with ice cream.
Have you ever heard of a white sauce that you pour over it, or a white, maybe something made with milk or cream and sugar and maybe a little nutmeg in it?
Yes, I have heard of it.
What would you call that?
I would just call it a sauce.
Do you have a snack between meals?
Yes, we do. We're a big snack family.
What would you call a food that you take in between regular meals? What would you call this?
Just snack.
Or you do this often at your house?
Yes.
When you're scolding your children, or do you have to scold your children for doing this?
For eating between meals.
You say, Jimmy, stop.
Do not eat between meals. It ruins your appetite.
If you want to talk about the morning meal, you would say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I serve breakfast at 7 o'clock.
But I
ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Or every morning I
eat breakfast at the same time.
And if you get to the office and someone offers you a donut, you'd say, no thank you, I've already
had breakfast.
Or I ate
breakfast.
Or I have already
eaten.
Of course I know you like coffee. What do people drink for breakfast?
We're a coffee-themed field.
And what else?
Jim enjoys chocolate milk, or juice, orange juice, or tomato juice, or milk.
What do you drink when you're thirsty most of the time, so any time of the day?
Well, I enjoy tea with lemon. It's my favorite in-between beverage, but of course, the children enjoy soda pop, you know, Coca-Cola's. And my husband still drinks his coffee in between meals.
What about if you were out, say, on a picnic and the only place you could find anything to drink was from a fountain? What would you be drinking then?
Water. I don't drink enough of water, I know that. I mean, water is... I drink water when there's nothing else to drink.
You don't drink enough?
I don't drink water like I should.
Do you feel like it's impure or?
No, it's just that I just don't have a taste for water. Usually the only time I would really want a glass of water is after eating ham or fish. Those two foods will make me want water when nothing else will.
But you said your husband still, he doesn't drink water either.
Oh, he drinks water, yes. But I mean, just to go in and have a glass of water, he drinks it with his meals. Along with his meals, or along with another drink, but he always likes to have a glass of water available, but I don't.
What about if he went out to a restaurant, what would he be more likely to drink?
He would drink tea or coffee along with his meal, but he still wants a glass of water.
What kind of coffee do you usually serve?
I usually serve perked coffee.
How do you fix it?
Just in the percolator, just with water and coffee, and let it perk for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
If a glass fell off into the sink, you might say the glass fell off and
broke.
And then later on you might say, I didn't, if you didn't actually push it off, you'd say, I didn't
break the glass.
But